Hey, Coach Craig Roeder, joining me here in the Mackey Motors tailgate. Thank you, Coach, for joining us here today.
You bet, Mason. Thanks for having me.
Coach, you guys last week you took on Humboldt at home and you pick up the 1 point win. Kind of take us through that last play there and that last stand and how you guys felt like you did.
Yeah, it was a great challenge. We kind of put ourselves in a pickle that we probably didn't need to be in. But it was nice to win a close one. It was just, they ended up we got called for a face mask penalty on their last touchdown, which kind of moved the ball to the 1.5. For you can either accept that penalty on the extra point or on the ensuing kickoff. So they chose the extra point to get instead of the 3, it's at the 1.5, and they decided to go for 2. And they kind of came back to a play that they had run earlier on 4th and 2 to get a first down to extend the drive. And we just had a couple of guys, Lincoln Burke kind of stepped up on the outside edge and forced it inside. And Quentin Polkin got to a leg, and Gavin Holt kind of finished it off. So it was a good, kind of sealed the deal. And then they had tried an onside kick again, and Lincoln Burke recovered that, and then we took a knee, and the rest is history.
For you guys as well, to be able to pick up your first win and do it against a ranked opponent at home, how does that feel?
Good, it gives the kids confidence. And it wasn't like it was a flip. I mean, they were. Humboldt's a really good football team. They're in the state finals. A year ago, I think they had the most returning all-state players in 3A. So they had a roster full of really good players. And so I was proud of our guys stepping up, and we didn't flinch at all. They went down and scored on their first possession, and we answered it. So it could have been one of those where you have a ranked team, comes down and punches in right away. You're down 7-0 out the gate. Guys might hang their head and be like, "Oh boy, we're in for it." And our guys didn't, never wavered. They responded and scored, tied it up, ended up taking the lead. And then Humboldt tied it before half. But I think overall, the game showed our guys, hey, we are one of the top teams in Class 3A. We had played a kind of a loaded, a 4A loaded schedule, non-district, really physical games early on with Gilbert and Spencer, and then. And I thought Humboldt was a physical game too, and it'll be no different this week down at Lewis Central, another 4A opponent who was in the semifinals a year ago. So it gives our guys confidence, and they just know that we are, we knew, but just reiterates that we are a good football team.
For you guys as well, to be able to go in there and pick up that win, what do you felt like you guys either did different or did well that really helped you guys pick up that win?
Our ground game was the difference, and it starts with the guys up front. There's no question about it. Offensive line just kind of took control. They had some really good, like I said, they had an all-state defensive lineman returning, and they made some good adjustments with him and moved him around according to what formation we were in, and they tried to counter that. But I thought our guys did really well up front, just holding our own and staying consistent. That's the biggest thing. I don't get bored too easy. Maybe it's a curse or maybe it's a good thing, but heck, I've had the same girlfriend since 1997. So when something works for me, I'm going to stick with it. And we did a really nice job just sustaining drives and running the ball. Obviously, if we get stuck there, it's not that we're not capable of throwing the ball, but I think, really establishing that run game puts the defense in conflict. And years back, I've been on that side of the ball too, calling the defense against a run game that you don't really have any answers to. It's beyond frustrating. So and it gives your defense a break as well, so they're not on the field the whole time. If you're chucking the ball and going 3 and out, then your defense is right back on the field again, and especially against these bigger schools that have more kids and sometimes better athletes, it's kind of a pretty good equalizer.
For you guys now, you go into Lewis Central here for week 4. What do you feel like Lewis Central brings to the table?
They're big, they're fast, and they're strong. That's kind of the trifecta. They, and it is what it is. It's a bigger program. They're pulling kids out of a population of 60,000 people. We're not. So, they do. They just have good numbers. They have some tall, They're pretty good sized kids up front. They're quite a bit bigger than us up on the line. But again, it's not like we're going into the impossible here. So our guys understand leverage, and if they're bigger than us, well, we just got to stay lower and move our feet. But they're pretty balanced on offense. They threw the ball a little bit more against Heartland in the first 2 weeks. They have moved a quarterback in and out. They have two quarterbacks they kind of used the first 2 weeks. They used one who scrambled a little bit more, and then the one against Heartland kind of sat in the pocket more so. But defensively, they're big up front, and they move a lot of different fronts. They're in a 4-4, a 3-5. Sometimes they'll even go to a 5-man front. So we've been repping against all those this week in practice. Because really, if they saw our, if which they did, watch our film from last week, I guarantee they're going to be, trying to figure out what they can line up in right away to stop our run game and try to make us put the ball in the air.
For you as well, you mentioned Harlan. I mean, you're knocking on the door of district play. You're going to come home in 2 weeks and be able to play Harlan. What do you feel like you guys need to do well against Lewis Central to be able to go in the right direction?
Oh, I think we just gotta stay who, we know who we are. That's like our camp shirt, Tigers don't change their stripes. We are who we are, we know what we do, and we know what we do well. So I think we're just gonna stay consistent. We obviously we always have a couple wrinkles here and there, depending on what kind of a look we're gonna get both offensively and defensively. But I think my defensive staff, they do a great job. The hours they put in every week, scouting the opponent and knowing what kind of looks we're going to get and being able to make adjustments on the fly. I'm really blessed with some really good assistant coaches that make my job easier as a head coach. So I think the biggest key is just to do what we do and not get too exotic or crazy just because it's a, and again, because at the end of the day, it's still a non-district opponent. Like you said, next week, Harlan, that's when the rubber hits the road with in district play, and that's a big one. But I don't think there's anything necessarily that we need to prove to ourselves down at Lewis Central.
For you guys as well, what do you feel like the biggest improvements have been made between week one and week four?
Oh, I just think believing in everybody and trusting the guy next to you to do their job and not trying to do too much. That was probably one of the biggest things, from Friday night is we had 11 guys on the field, both offensively and defensively, who trusted the guy next to him and knew what their buddy was going to do and trusted him to do it. And that ultimately, that's I think why we came away with that win. So I think, not that they didn't believe, but now, especially after you get that first win over a ranked opponent, they, after two close losses against teams that are a bigger size than you, and you're right there, and then being able to finally pull that off. Now I think they see, hey, here's the end result. The process is working, and believing in what we do. So I think that's probably the biggest thing. And then just cohesiveness, up front offensively. We did have some new pieces in the offensive line, and in a couple of weeks I think we're going to have some pieces back, so it'll be nice to have five to six guys, maybe even seven technically, that we can use at any time. And now that's where you become dangerous, when you actually have that depth and good experience for those guys in this non-district part of the schedule to get that experience. And so we'll be re relying on those guys as the season goes on.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today. We wish you the best of luck coming up with Lewis Central.
Thank you, Mason. Appreciate it. And go Tigers.